I'm Phil DeLuca, and this is a special Commander and focused on Magic previews. Yeah! Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to put a spotlight on some of the MTG preview cards from the upcoming set Oath of the Gatewatch, which we like to call Guardians of the Gate to Sea, and we're going to do a quick review of them based on their usefulness in EDH. These are short episodes in which we will discuss recent officially spoiled cards. Remember to check us out on Twitter at Commander and MTG and on Facebook at, this is all one word, Commander and MTG Podcast. And let us know if you agree or disagree with our assessments, or if you think we missed pointing something out. A very quick note, some of you rightly pointed out that we didn't discuss all of the cards previewed to date in yesterday's episode. That is correct, and the oversight was that I didn't state at the beginning of yesterday's episode that I want to keep these short, so I cherry-picked the releases from December 28th and 29th. As long as there aren't a lot of spoilers, or we don't skip a day, we should be able to cover them all each day. One of my oversights yesterday was that I didn't mention the new mechanics, or at least I didn't go over them explicitly. So here they are really quickly. It's not a new mechanic per se, but there is a new mana symbol. It's the colorless mana symbol, which, to answer the question Maria and Megan asked on the latest Magic the Amateuring podcast, is a lozenge shape. It's the curvy diamond shape they're using now. Anytime you see the lozenge, it requires or generates purely colorless mana. So let's clear up some of the confusion people are having about the new colorless mana symbol. The mana symbol we used to see, which is simply one in a circle, if it's in a casting cost or an activation cost, that now means generic mana. So you can use any color or colorless mana to meet those requirements. However, if now it generates or has a lozenge, that is strictly colorless. A soul ring, for example, would now be written, and probably will be written next time it's reprinted, as tap, colon, add lozenge, lozenge to your mana pool. It's pretty straightforward. It takes just a moment to get used to it, but once you do, you'll see that it makes sense, and not only that, but makes it easier to understand cards. It's one of the interesting stumbling blocks I run into when I teach people how to play Magic the Gathering. Okay, next is actually a mechanic. It's Cohort, and Cohort works by tapping the creature with Cohort and tapping another creature that is actually of the ally creature type. The effects it has are pretty variable. The one we saw yesterday was kind of bonkers. I'm going to use that term a couple of times today, because it acts like a Cathar's Crusade, and it puts a +1/+1 counter on every creature you control. Neat. The next card is Support, followed by a number, and that just means put a counter on up to that number target creatures. It says up to, so even if you have fewer creatures than whatever the number is, you can still use the ability. Thanks for doing that, Wizards. That's pretty darn cool. Personally, I'm going to use that as often as I can on decent cards. And the final mechanic is one we're already familiar with. It's called Surge. And it just means that this card is cheaper if you or a teammate have already cast a spell this turn. So they intend it to support Two-Headed Giant, especially in the pre-release. But there's also Commander Two-Headed Giant, and there's also Star Commander, where each person represents a color on the color wheel and your allies with the two allied colors on either side, and many other variations that we've all played. Now on to the cards. The first card we're going to review is Call of the Gatewatch for 2 generic mana and 1 white mana. It's a sorcery. Search your library for a planeswalker card, reveal it, and put it into your hand. Then shuffle your library. It's a planeswalker tutor. Commander and co-host Sean says, this card is bonkers. Other people have different opinions, but I tend to agree with Sean. Especially if you're playing a Super Friends deck, this card is going to be very, very useful. The second card is Remorseless Punishment. It's another nod to Obnixilus. It's a 5 mana sorcery that's 3 generic mana and black. It says, target opponent loses 5 life unless that player discards 2 cards or sacrifices a creature or planeswalker. Repeat this process once. Pretty nifty. In Limited, there's no doubt this is going to be a pretty solid card, and it has a very good first impression. But most of the time, your opponent in Commander will simply sacrifice a token creature. And if you're in a meta that bought some of the Commander 2015 product, then you know that Marin and Mazurek are going to love having this card played against them. I would say this is probably a skip card, but somebody is going to find a good way to use this. Can't wait to see it. Our next card is a red card, and it's in Japanese, so the name is translated right now. It hasn't been fully spoiled. It's called Dominant Will Eldrazi. I'm sure that name will change. It's a 3/1 creature Eldrazi for 2 generic mana and 1 red, and it has Devoid, so it's colorless, and it has Haste. Not too bad. 3 mana for that. And it says when you cast Dominant Will Eldrazi, you may pay 1 and a lozenge. So 1 generic mana and 1 colorless mana. If you do, gain control of target creature until end of turn. Untap that creature, it gains haste until end of turn. So my first impression is, okay, it's another neat effect, and it'll definitely go into a deck that steals creatures like Yasova Dragonclaw or my Sacrifice Felden deck. Unfortunately, it doesn't compare well to Zealous Conscripts, which, as we know, is 4 and a red for the same effect. It's a 3/3 body, though, instead of a 3/1, so it's a little bit more survivable, and does not require colorless mana. So you don't have to run, for example, a Waste or a Utility Land if, for some reason, you're not running Utility Lands like Arcane Lighthouse. Maybe I'm just being a little bit picky. In a sense, it's faster than Zealous Conscripts because you can cast it for 2 mana less, but that 3/1 body in Commander is just barely relevant, and I don't think it's a very good attacker. Again, you could be chump blocked by an elf token, and you're done. You just lost everything that you put into that. As Theodore Roosevelt said, if you could kick the person in the pants responsible for most of your trouble, you wouldn't sit for a month. If you cast this card and get into trouble, you have only yourself to kick. Our next card's a green card called Vile Redeemer. At least in English it is. In Italian, it's Redentore Maligno. I don't know. I don't speak Italian. But in English, for 2 generic mana and 1 green, you get a 3/3 creature Eldrazi. It has Devoid, Flash, and when you cast Vile Redeemer, you may pay 1 colorless. That's Lozenge. If you do, put a 1/1 colorless Eldrazi Scion creature token onto the battlefield for each non-token creature that died under your control this turn. They have sacrificed this creature, add 1 colorless mana to your mana pool. Yes, that says for 1 colorless, you get as many 1/1 scions as creatures you controlled that died this turn. So later in the game, you can board wipe with a full board of creature cards, not tokens, and then get a mess of Eldrazi scions for your troubles. That is pretty darn good in Commander. I'm looking forward to playing that. The next card is a gold card, our first gold card today. It's called Flayer Drone. I'm sure Nate will enjoy using Flayer Drone in Grenzo. For 1 and a black and a red for 3 total mana, you get a 3/1 Devoid first striking Eldrazi drone that says whenever another colorless creature enters the battlefield under your control, target opponent loses 1 life. Not bad if you're running Eldrazi Scions as part of a colorless strategy, but you have to be in red and black. Our next card is Relentless Hunter. For 1 red and green, 3 converted mana cost, it's part of a cycle of allied color cards. You get a 3/3 creature human warrior that has an activated ability. For 1 red and a green, Relentless Hunter gets +1/+1 and gains trample until end of turn. Pumpable, but not so great. Our next card is Reflector Mage. 1 and a white and a blue. Hello, Azorius Control, because here's a 2/3 human wizard for you that says, when Reflector Mage enters the battlefield, return target creature and opponent controls to its owner's hand. That creature's owner can't cast spells with the same name on that creature until your next turn. Well, so friend of the show, Nick Jaragoski, says, bonkers. I say this is friends with Meddling Mage and Nevermore and goes in the same sort of Azorius Control deck they would go into. This will lead to not fun situations for your opponents. Our next card is Mind Melter. For 1, a blue and a black, hello Demir, a creature Eldrazi drone that's 2/2. It says Mind Melter can't be blocked, okay? Liking this so far. It has an activated ability. For 3 generic mana and 1 colorless mana, target opponent exiles a card from his or her hand. Activate this ability only anytime you could cast a sorcery. All right, so repeatable hand destruction that works on lands too, and it doesn't put it in the graveyard. I think there's room for this in Commander because all the recursion strategies pretty much rely on cards going to your graveyard. This obviously circumvents that. The next gold card is Joraga Auxiliary. For one, a green and a white, so for Selesnya fans out there, you get a 2/3 creature elf soldier ally. Okay, ally is pretty strong in green and white. For four, a green and a white, support two. So you're putting a +1/+1 counter on up to two other target creatures for six mana. In desperate situations or decks where you've already got 10 other +1/+1 counter granters, then maybe this is the 11th one. It's kind of best left and limited, I believe. Today, we had a legendary creature spoiled. That creature is Linvala, the Preserver. For four generic mana and white, you get a legendary creature angel 5/5 with flying. When Linvala the Preserver enters the battlefield, if an opponent has more life than you, you gain 5 life. It has another ability. When Linvala enters the battlefield, if an opponent controls more creatures than you, put a 3/3 white angel creature token with flying onto the battlefield. This card definitely helps if you're behind. My only real question was a 4/4 angel, which we're all used to. Too busted? Maybe for limited, but this is not really. I guess it's a game changer if you drop it in limited, but at Mythic Rare, we're not going to see it too often there. Okay, that's the end of the new cards for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Let us know if you disagree with any of the evaluations of these cards. We're on Twitter at CommanderAndMTG and on Facebook at, this is all one word, CommanderAndMTG Podcast. And of course, our website is CommanderAndMTG.com. Let us know what you think at any of those, and we'll be happy to hear from you. In the meantime, that's Commanderin. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah! Okay, and here we are. Just quoted Theodore Roosevelt.